Baltimore County came under withering criticism yesterday from State Comptroller Peter Franchot over the conditions of two of its high schools. Franchot called conditions at Dulaney and Lansdowne High Schools deplorable and unacceptable. WIPR's John Lee reports.
If you've been following along the last couple of years, you know Comptroller Franchot has been bringing the high heat over the lack of air conditioning in the county schools. Now that all but 13 schools have AC, Franchot is shifting his focus to the conditions at Dulaney and Lansdowne High Schools specifically. At Wednesday's Board of Public Works meeting, Franchot painted this picture of Dulaney.
We're talking about discolored water that's unsafe to drink, flooded classrooms due to burst pipes, crumbling foundation, busted floors, and of course, lack of air conditioning.
And Franchot says Lansdowne is worse. He quoted a 2014 assessment of Lansdowne by the county schools.
Interior finishes are in very poor condition. Water damage is evident in the ceilings and exterior windows. Corridors are long and multiple level changes create accessibility issues. The exterior skin of the building is failing.
Interim County School Superintendent Verlita White told Franchot and the Board of Public Works that renovating and replacing old high schools is on the county's to-do list.
Secondary schools will remain a capital priority, not just in one area of the county, but throughout our county and in all of our communities.
But here is the rub. Lansdowne is slated for a $60 million renovation, but Franchot says the school is in too bad a shape for that. The comptroller says only a full replacement will do. Jim Malia is a teacher at Lansdowne. Malia told the board he believes Lansdowne is slated for renovation rather than replacement because it is a poorer community. Malia says the people there have been told to take the renovation that's on the table.
And if you're ever going to get a new school, it may be in 20 years. And so the parents have learned this message and not to speak up for a new school.
But White says the reason for a major renovation rather than a more expensive new school is that Lansdowne is structurally sound. Meantime, the future of Dulaney High School is in limbo. Replacing Dulaney was on the priority list school officials presented to the Board of Public Works, and last month, County Executive Kevin Kamenetz announced plans to build a new high school in the central northeast area of the county. That's where Dulaney is, but there are no guarantees that new high school would be a replacement. Kamenetz says the location of that new school will depend on an ongoing study of school overcrowding in the county. Earlier this year, the Dulaney community rejected plans for a renovation, holding out instead for a new school. Baltimore County Councilman Wade Catch invited the Board of Public Works members, which include Franchot, the governor, and the state treasurer, to see Dulaney for themselves.
It is imperative that it be replaced with a new school sooner than later.
Baltimore County has a 10-year, $1.3 billion plan in place to renovate and replace schools. When completed, there'll be 16 new schools and 15 renovations and additions. Officials say it is the largest investment in school construction in the county's history. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.